This is a famous section in Likutei Halachos. It has some nuclear type information. Hilchos Brachos Aroich Brachos Hodoah Halacha Aleph, paragraph Aleph. Rav Nosson Zal quotes the Shulchan Aruch, which says, Al Aroich Mavorech Lefono Vein Mavorech Liachrov Klum. When a person is making a bracha for smelling something, enjoying the pleasure of smelling something, there's only a bracha made before you smell it. There's no bracha achroina, bracha made after smelling it, like there is after eating food or after drinking. Because we know that when it comes to items that are eaten or drunk, there's always an obligation to make a bracha before and after. Birchas Areach is different, that there's only the bracha before. And the question is why? What's the difference? V'hanira l'aniyaz daiti, Rav Nosson Zal says, it would appear to me, shehu al pi ma shekosov Rabbeinu b'maymar budya b'simen chof hei, that this could be understood based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 25 in the first half of Likutei Moran, which is based on one of the debates between the Sovei Dve'atuna and Rabbi Shua ben Chananya. Rabbeinu Zal explains there, shebechol madrego madrego yesh klipo hakoidemes lepri, that when a person is trying to come close to Hashem, it's like climbing a building. It's like climbing a ladder. And each step of the way, each time the person comes to a new level, he engages new opposition. The opposition on that level. When he defeats the opposition on that level, he has conquered that level. He's there. He gets to stay there for a little period of time. And if he's smart, he puts it in drive again and he tries to go up to the next level. The minute he tries going up to the next level, suddenly he encounters opposition again. And if he doesn't know any better, the guy says, hey, what's going on here? I thought I made some progress, and I see I haven't made any progress at all. Ridiculous. I thought I licked the opposition. And he doesn't know he did lick the opposition on the 23rd floor. But now he's on the 24th floor, and it's a whole new battle to defeat the klipa on each level in order to conquer that level. So Rabbeinu Zal says over there that on each madrego madrego there's the klipa that precedes the fruit. Dahainu koyach hamedame, koyach habehemis, ayin shom. And Rabbeinu Zal uses different terms to refer to that opposition, that the klipois, or koyach hamedame as it's called, or koyach habehemis. These are different nicknames of the Yetzer Hara, the Sitra Achra. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there, the person has to be prepared to engage them in battle and to try to subdue them, to try to overcome them. How do you do that? What's the weapon to overcome the klipois, the sitrachra? One of the most effective weapons in accomplishing this is by mentioning the greatness of Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal takes this from the Arizal. The Arizal, in explaining the Tefillah of Shachris that we say every day, says that the section of Korbonos, the Akedah, the Birchas HaShachar, Korbonos, up and through Ezeo Mekoimon and the Brice of Rabbi Shmuel, all corresponds to the Olam Huasiya. When a person is davening that section of the Tefillah, he's involved in making whatever tikkunim he can that day within the Olam Huasiya. When he goes to Baruch Shomar and he starts Psukei de Zimra, then he goes into a new world, the Olam HaYetzira, the world of the angels. When he goes to Yishtabach, when he passes Borchu and starts the Birchas Kriyashma, he's entering into the Olam HaBriya, and then Shmon Esrei, he enters into the Olam HaAtzilus. And he's making tikkunim every step of the way. So the Arizal says there, hold on a second, if Asiya is finished by Korbanos, you know, by Rabbi Shbrais of Rabbi Shmuel, and Yetzira begins with Baruch Shomar, what's Hoidu for? What's the Hoidu and Mizmor Shir Chanukas for? So the Arizal explains that when you want to cross that bridge to go from world number one to world number two, when you want to enter the Olam HaYetzira, there's a whole reception committee waiting to welcome you of klipois in opposition. And you have to be able to knock them out of the way, clear the path, in order to start getting to the Olam HaYetzira. The way you do that is being mazkir gedulois haboirei. And he says that's what hoidu is all about. That long hoidu there is all just praising Hashem. Shiruloi zamruloi sichu b'chol nefloisov, hishalalu b'shem kodshoi, yisma. It's praising Hashem. And the Arizal says that when a Jew does that, the klipois run away. And there's a variety of reasons. One of the explanations that I once heard, that this is also whenever a person wants to ask Hashem for anything, they should always precede it by Gedulei Saboirei, by first thanking Hashem for everything Hashem has done. Why? Because these klipos are always waiting and watching to see. The minute a Jew wants to open his mouth to ask Hashem for something, they're right there to say, who is this guy? What do you mean he's asking? He's a nobody. He's in debt. He owes 10,000. What's he putting his hand out asking Hashem for new chef on everything? No way. But when a Jew starts talking about Gedulei Saboirei, when a Jew starts talking about praising Hashem, they listen in for a minute. They hear, what is this guy talking? This guy's talking nonsense. He's just plopping. He's just talking about praise. That's nothing. They go on to the next guy. And then, if from praising Hashem, he switches right into making his request, usually he can get it in before they even realize what's going on. That's the way it was explained. That this is a way of getting the klipos to take a walk. When they hear that you're asking for something, they're looking for that, and they're waiting to pounce on you. But if they hear a person discussing all the wonderful things Hashem has done for the person, that's boring. They're not interested in that. They leave. Once they leave, boom, he sneaks in his request right afterwards. That's on one level. But there are other levels where the Arizal shows how this concept of being Mazgir Gedulei Saboirei is Machnia the Klipos. And Rabbi Nizal, in that chapter in the Kutimran, relates it to a few different things. Vaydezeh Nichnoin, and this is how the person's Machnia the Klipos on the new level. Kimavur Bekavonois Hoidul Hashem Kiru Lishmoi, as is explained in the writings of the Arizal, where he discusses the chapter Hoidul Hashem Kiru Vishmoy in Shachris. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins. Vehine yodua shekavono yisu achilo kidei levarer hanitzutzois shenoflu lebechinas koyach hamedame, koyach habehemius. One of the main reasons why a Jew eats is to extract the sparks of Kiddusha that have fallen into the hands of the Sitra Achra. They've fallen down. Where is down? They've fallen into the Koyach HaMedama, they've fallen into the Koyach HaBehemius, Bechinas Tsoimeach Chai. Meaning, we're referring to those sparks of Kedusha that are found in plants, or that are found in animals, in chicken, and fish, and meat, you know, beef, and lamb, and all of these things. Lehaloison, Lebechinas Medaber. To try to take hold of those sparks of Kedusha, and elevate them from plant level, or from animal level, to elevate them, to make them part of a human being, which means they become medaber. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'al kein tzorech levorech koidem u'achila. Now you could understand one of the reasons why we make a bracha before eating anything. Ki ha-bracha hu bechinas shevach Hashem u'gdolasoi. Because what is a bracha? A bracha is praising Hashem. A bracha is being mazgir gedula saboirei. And the minute the person says a bracha, the koyach habehemius, the sitrachra, falls. It gets knocked down. So that these sparks of Kedusha get released, in a sense, and are available to be processed, to be elevated. Vazai yochel hanefesh, sheyeshom, lalois, mimadregas, doimein tzomea chai, lemadrega medaber kanal. Once the person has done this first step, where he was machnia the klipa, he was machnia the behema, then he's able to grab hold of these sparks of Kedusha that are found there and elevate them up. This is a rule always, whenever we talk about Chassidus, whenever we talk about Kabbalah, that the cycle of Kedusha involves step one as being machnia the ra, and it's only a person who has gone through phase one of being machnia the ra, that they're ready to be misakin the toiv. Without, if a person tries to skip that step and first deal, go straight to being mala the toiv, now he doesn't stand a chance, because the ra will eat him up alive. He has to first address the issue of the ra. V'achar kach, kishoichel. Now, once the person made a bracha, he was mazkir gedula saboirei, and then he was machnia the klipa thereby, and now he wants to process the sparks of Kedusha. V'achar kach kishoichel, when this person eats, v'azai hamozoin nischalek boivorim, and the food that he eats gets digested and gets distributed to the different organs of the body, u'metchilo nizoin hakoved, one of the first organs that gets fed is the liver, sheshom b'chinas nefesh hamesave, That's where the lowest part of the spirituality of the person is. The nefesh hamesaveh, the part of the spirit that has a shaychus to physical desire, is associated with the liver. Umishom yenikas haksilus. And that's where the foolishness is connected to the body. Shehu koyach hamedame, which is also referred to as koyach hamedame. Vetzorech levarer hamaychol hanechal kvar lehaloisoi menakovei de la moyach. Sheze alio min madrega lemadrega. And therefore, because Rav Nosson Zal is going to show us the flow now, how this whole thing flows. The food itself has a klipa to it and a peri to it. A person's eating a piece of meat. The meat comes from a behema, so there's behemius. When a person makes a brocha on that piece of meat, he right away is machnia, some of the ra that's in that, some of the behema that's in that, and elevates the sparks of kedusha that are in that. Umishom yenika saksilus. So he was saying he's machnia the ra on the food. Now he starts chomping on the food. He eats it. It enters into his body. Rav Nosson Zal says it starts its way from the bottom inside the person. The bottom inside the person is the liver, which is the thing that's closest to the sitrachro within the person, within the medaber. The liver is moledam, it's esov, it's got, you know, the liver is where kas comes from, the Gemara says. So the first place that the food connects is over there. And Rav Nosson Zal says, from there, the person has to try to elevate it. He has to try to refine the food and elevate it from the liver to the brain, which is a major aliyah. It's a major jump from one darga to another. V'tzorech lahachnia shenis hakoyach hamedame shebeguf odom ba'atzmoy shubichinas adam shebekoy kanal. Now, the person has to go through a second round of being machnia klipa, being machnia the ra. He went through one round when he made the bracha on the food. Now, when he wants to bump up this food from liver to brain, he's got to go through a second level of being machnia the ra, being machnia the klipos. Kidei lahalois hamaychol el amoyach shemishom ikar aliyosoi. In order for this food to be elevated to his brain, which is where it's going to receive its greatest aliyah, where the sparks of kedusha that were found in that food are going to be given their greatest aliyah. V'alkein acharu achilo tzorich levorich bruch achroino kidei lachnia shenis hakoyach hamedame shebetoicho odom biatzmoi kidei sheyuchal hamaycho lehizbarer v'lalo yiselamoyach kanal. Rav Nosson Zal says that's the secret of the bruch achroino. What happens when a person makes a bruch achroino on food is that's what takes the food, that's what's machnia the ra a second time, the ra inside of the person now. The ra that's associated with the kovid, allowing that food to be bumped up to the next level, which is up to the brain of the person. V'chein iso b'sforim. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is actually mentioned in Sifrei Chassidus, in Sifrei Kabbalah. Shehabrocha hi b'shvil birur hamacholim valiosan. That the reason for the brocha that's made on food is to refine the food and to elevate it, to elevate the sparks of Kedusha. V'alkein, and it's for this reason that you could understand another halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The halacha is, im kvar nesakel hamozoim, if a person ate a meal, he washed on bread and he had a whole delicious meal, and he finishes eating, and then 72 minutes go by where he's not eating anymore, he hasn't eaten, hasn't drunk anything at all, and then he reminds himself, oops, I forgot to bench. The law is, ein mevorchen oid habrocha achroina. He loses the privilege of making the bracha achrayna. He can no longer say birchas hamozon. Why? Ki ein tzorech oid levarer. Because the function of making that birur doesn't exist anymore. Ki madahava hava. Because whatever happened, happened already. The processing has already been done, and it's been done with whatever good or bad is inside the person. It doesn't have that extra push, that extra momentum that would have gotten from the birchas hamozon. Umachmazeh ein mevorchen brocha achroina achra reyach. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand also why when it comes to smell, there is no brocha achroina. Why? Ki mehoreach ein yeniko lekoyach hamedame. Because when a person smells something, it doesn't go anywhere near the liver or any of these other parts of the body. They don't play any role in it whatsoever. The sense of smell gets taken in through the nose and goes straight to the brain. Kemo Yisham Razal, as the Gemara says, Eze hu dovor shehaneshama nehne mimenu v'lo yaguf. What item is there which the neshama receives pleasure from and not the body? The body doesn't connect to it at all. It goes straight to the neshama. Hevi oimer zeho reyach. That's the sense of smell. And that's why it says, Koil ha-neshama talko. There's something for which the neshama makes a bracha. What is it? Smell. V'alkein ein tzorech levorech ki im bracha rishoyna koidim shemei reyach. And it's for this reason that there's no need for bracha achroina on smell. Why? Because when you're making the bracha rishoyna, she'oz horeach melubosh b'hadovar agashmi, midoimim tzomeach chai, shehu b'chinas koyach ha-behemius, at the time that I take some leaves that have a smell to them, and I'm about to smell them, at that point in time, the smell is attached to a physical item. It's attached to tzomeach, something on the level of tzomeach. So there's a kesher gashmi there, which means there's klipos there, there's sitrachra there. When I want to separate, when I want to be machnia the ra in those leaves, and I want to grab hold of the sparks of Kedusha that's in there and be able to elevate it, in order to do that, I have to make a bracha. When I say the bracha, Baruch Atu Hashem, Eleikeinu Melech Olam, Borei Mine Bsamim, whatever bracha I say on it, when I'm praising Hashem, the Ra that's there gets a patch, gets pushed down, and the sparks of Kedusha get a chance to be elevated. Now, when I take that smell in, that smell bypasses the whole physical, the digestive system, all the physicality in the body, goes straight to the moyach. So there is no need for a second being machnia the ra inside the person. Aval achar shemeriach, but after I've smelled the item, as I takeif olo el moyach, that smell went directly to the brain. Ve'ein lahakoyach hamedame yenikim imenu kanal. The koyach hamedame inside the person has no kesher to that item. V'alkein ein tzorech levorech achrov. Therefore, no need for a bracha achroina after that. Ki ein tzorech birur oid. Because there's no need for any further birur. Paragraph Beis. U'me'ato me'yushav heite v'nochan moi divrei ha'poiskim she'kosu ha'tam she'n mevorech achroreach ki hu doime l'nesakel ha'mozoin b'me'ov. Ayin shom. Rav Nosson Zal says, based on my explanation, now you can understand why the Shulchan Aruch compares smelling something to having digested something completely. The Shulchan Aruch says, just like when a person eats a big, fat, delicious salami pastrami sandwich, and he enjoys it tremendously, and he finishes eating, and then an hour and a half goes by, he forgot to bench, and then suddenly he wakes up 90 minutes later and says, oops, I forgot to bench. He no longer says Birchas HaMazon. Why? Because the digestive process has been completed already. And the Birchas HaMazon, which is supposed to grease the digestive process, forget it. It's over. It ended. The digestive process ended. The Birchas HaMazon has nothing to connect to anymore. It has nothing to process anymore. So the Shulchan Aruch says, for the same reason, we do not make a Brocha Achroina on smell. Because they're also, there was no digestive process. There was no processing through the physical section of the body. It went straight from the nostrils up to the brain. Kimishoyrish tam echad, because both of these are based on the same concept. Ein mavorchan achra mozen shenesakel v'achra reyach kanal. You don't make a brocha on food after it's been digested, after it's completed its digestion process, and you don't make a brocha achroina on smell. V'alkein yesh deyo she'ein mevorchin al reyach esroik shel mitzvah. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, let's go one step further. You have on Sukkos the esroik. The esroik has no klipa. It has no sitrach rawai. It's a vessel of mitzvah. It's mamish. It's like a pair of tzitzis. It's like a pair of tefillin. The esroik is solid wall-to-wall mitzvah. You make a brocha. Shekachon says it's on al netilas lulav on all dalid minin. So there's an opinion in Shulchan Aruch that says that if a person smells an esroig, he doesn't even make a bracha rishon on it. There's no bracha rishon. Why? Ki me'achar shehuktza lemitzvosoi, because once this esroig was designated as mitzvah item, kvar yotza mikoyach hamedame ve'olel kedushas hamitzvah. At that point, as soon as that esrog is cut off the tree and it's sold to somebody, and the guy pays $50 for it or $150 for it, and says, this is going to be my esrog for sukkahs, at that point, just that designation alone has eliminated any sitra achra that was shaykh from the fact that it came from a tree, from tzaymeh, it's gone. So therefore, alkein ein horeach maluba shoy b'koyach hamedameh. Therefore, any smell that that esrog has is no longer attached whatsoever to any klipa, to any koyach hamedameh, because the designation of it to be used for a mitzvah already stripped the koyach hamedameh from it and everything. V'alkein ein tzorech brocha kanal. Therefore, no need to even make a brocha rishona, of which the purpose is usually to be machnia the medameh, the behemius in that item. And this is also the reason why on Saturday night, right after Shabbos is over, we make a bracha on psamim. For what? Because the person on Shabbos had extra neshama. He had a double neshama. That second neshama left him. So his single neshama is feeling weak, is feeling a loss. We strengthen it by smell, by smelling psamim. Again, psamim goes to the neshama, not to the body. Ki b'shabes ha-neshama dayinu ha-moyach nizoyim t'chilo v'akoveid nichna, k'ma shikos Rabbeinu b'simen nun zayin. Because Rabbeinu Zal explains in Torah nun zayin, in the first half of Likud Imran, that during the 6 days of the week, when a person eats, the food first goes through the liver, and then up to the brain. On Shabbos, the order is reversed. On Shabbos, the food goes straight to the neshama. It bypasses that processing that happens during the week. The food does not connect to the liver first, which is, again, a much, much lower level. It goes straight to the neshama. U'b'moitzoi Shabbos, she'oz maschil shlitas ha-kovei. And therefore, on Saturday night, as soon as Shabbos is over, and the weekdays start rolling in, which is sitra achra time, which is liver time. Alkein mechazken es hamoyach al yedei oreach. Therefore, we give the brain a boost by smelling something, by smelling psamim. She'eino yoyle kim el hamoyach, whereby the smell doesn't go to the liver, it doesn't go to the body, it goes straight to the brain. It's like an intravenous, you know, straight to the brain. V'zeh she'tiknu loyma b'knisas Shabbos hoydu l'ashem. And it's for this reason that the custom of Nusach Sfard on Erev Shabbos is one of the highlights of the entire week, is that paragraph Hoidu Hashem Kitoiv Kiloilam Chazdoi, chapter 107 of Tehillim, which we say before starting the Mincha of Erev Shabbos, that Hoidu. What is that all about? That's tremendous praise of Hashem. That's Gedula Saboire. Ki b'Shabbos hu shlitas ha-seichel, hu b'choil hu shlitas koyach ha-medame kanal. V'alkein kishiroitzim lalois min ha-medame el ha-seichel, tzorich lahazgir shevach Hashem kedei lachniyoisim kanal. The 6 days of the week represents koyach ha-medame. Shabbos represents seichel, neshama, higher level. When you want to cross that bridge, every time you want to go to that new level, you need gedula ha-saboire, you need gedula ha-Hashem. That paragraph of Hoidu is a super dosage of Gedulas Hashem. That's what gives the person the ability to be machnia, any ra that's there at the time, and go straight into the holiness of Shabbos.
Paragraph Gimel. V'alkein oimrim mizmor Hoidu shenistakein al dalet tzrichon lahoidos. And this is the reason why on Erev Shabbos we say the special paragraph in those at Davin Nusach Sfard, say Hoidu Lashem Kitoy Kiloilam Chazdoi before starting Mincha on Erev Shabbos, whereby this paragraph, chapter 107 in Tehillim, was established for the four types of people who have an obligation to say Birchas HaGoimel, to give special praise to Hashem. We're talking about its Rosh Tevois Chaim. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. V'chol HaChaim Yeducha Selo. The word Chaim, the Ches, stands for Chayla, a person who went through a very serious life-threatening illness and came out of it okay. The Yud is Yam, a person who crosses the ocean and goes across in safety. The second Yud is Yisurim, a person who Chas V'Shalom was put into prison, in a life-threatening situation and came out okay. And the Mem stands for Midbar, a person who crosses the desert, and comes out of it alive. Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki elu adalid hem gam kein tzrichim lahoidois, kedei lachnia koyach hamedam al yidei shevach Hashem, kedei lalois mi madrego la madrego. These four also are giving special praise to Hashem, the reason being, to be machnia, we had learned earlier that the reason, when do you apply gedulas Hashem? When you want to be machnia, the klipois, when you want to subdue the klipois, the koyach hamedam as it's called, in order to go up from one level to a new level. Every time you want to go up to a new level, you engage the klipois on that new level. You want to subdue them. How? By mentioning the greatness of Hashem. Now Rav Nosson Zal explains, Ki elu hadale dvorim yeshnom b'chol odom kishenichnas l'avodas Hashem. Because these four items are experienced by each and every single person who tries to come close to Hashem. Ki mitchilo hu toye b'midbor ve'eino yodea shum derech yishoro v'shum mokoim yishu v'shum etza. When he's first starting out in his quest for Hashem, in his search for Hashem, search for the tzaddik, he could be compared to a person wandering in the desert. In the desert, there's no street signs, there's no maps, there's nothing. He's just walking around, no people are in sight, and no idea as to how to begin, basically. Validei hatzo'oko el Hashem, and by crying out to Hashem, as it says in that paragraph repeatedly, vayitzaku el Hashem, vayitzaku el Hashem. Ki hadibur begolus, because we know that when a person's in that kind of situation, when he's first starting to come close to Hashem, the dibur is in exile. Ve'eino yochoy ledaber. He can't even speak. He can't put his thoughts into words yet. He doesn't know what to say. He wouldn't know where to begin talking. So at that point, all he can do is cry out to Hashem, a cry. Kim litzoik. And by doing that, by crying out Hashem, he gets himself out of that phase one, that step one, that golus. And when he succeeds in coming out of the desert, he's got to give special thanks to Hashem to get to the second level. And when the person starts getting to know a little bit about coming close to Hashem, Azai yeshloi menios gedoilois rabois. Then suddenly he starts experiencing major obstacles. Vehu osur umuzgor bechavloi varzel, to the point where he feels like his hands are tied. He's got chains around his feet. He's being held back. He's not being given, allowed to move forward on this righteous path that he's discovered. Finally, he gets himself out of that. And he crashes through, he breaks through the copper doors, the steel doors, Shehem Hamoinim, which is again obstacles. And when he succeeds in crawling out of that, Azai Nechlash Moid, he feels himself very weak. Zman Rav, because since he's been traveling in darkness for such a long time, he's been in the dark for so long, before he discovered this path of righteousness, nechlash koyach hanefesh. So the person's soul has become weak, ad she'ein lo koyach lekabel v'la'aseis ma she'tzrichim, to the point where it can't receive the way it's supposed to receive, and it can't do what it has to do. Ve'eino margeshes tam ba'avoida, and the person doesn't feel an enjoyment, a pleasure in the service of Hashem that he's doing. Bechinas, as the pasuk says over there in Hoidu, kol oichel tisav nafshon, any food that they're being offered, their soul rejects it, they despise it, they can't eat, because they've been so far from food for so long, they haven't tasted anything normal for so long, that when you try offering them food, they reject it. V'yacharkach, kishiyoytze gam mizeh, when the person is zoche to come out of that state, v'hoylech b'derech hayosher, and he starts going on the righteous path, Azai gam shom yesh bilbulim rabim oy. The person experiences tremendous bilbulim, tremendous confusion and obstacles. Umalen umayriden oisayin. The person starts going on that roller coaster ride. Yalu shamayim yerdu sahaymois. As it says over there in Hoidu, they take him up. Sometimes he feels himself being taken up to heaven, and then he feels himself being dropped way down to the lowest depths. V'acharkach zoyche l'shaber hakoil. And finally he's zoyche to break out of all of this. V'zoyche leilech lovetach b'derech oemes. And he's zoyche to go in a positive, strong way on the path of truth. U'b'chol pam sho'ilam imadrega l'madrega. And yet each time he tries to go from one level up to the next level, tzorech lohoidois kanal. He must be conscious of the fact that he has to give forth praise of Hashem in order to be able to deal with the klipos on the new level. V'gam lefi pirush haposhut shel dalet tzrichim lahoidos u'gam ken mitam zeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, this is based on the chapter in Likutei Moharan, what we're telling you here. But even according to the simple pshat of what's being discussed in that chapter in Tehillim, the person also has to praise Hashem. Ki yodua, because it's known. Kishodam yoitze mitzora venitzoil, that when a Jew experiences a physical danger in this world and they come out of it okay, kemoikein mitzoil hanefesh baruchnius migolos hanefesh. The implication is that his soul was also in a danger and the soul was rescued from its danger. Vechenom razal, as the Gemara tells us, Hashem does not perform a miracle for a person in this world without first giving the person a complete pardon for all of his sins. Which means that any time that a Jew is in a dangerous situation, he's crossing the ocean, he's crossing the desert, he was thrown into prison, he got very, very sick, deathly sick, and he comes out of it, that's a miracle. You know, that's shaloka. You know, that's that. It took extra kindness of Hashem to do that. And usually, the implication is that together with being taken out of the physical danger, his neshama was also given a clean bill of health. Was given a complete pardon, a complete cleansing. V'alkein kishodom nigal me'ez etzora. And therefore, when a Jew finds himself in a tzora and he's rescued from it, you can definitely say about that person that he's changing levels. He's not on the same level he was before the tzara, because he got this complete pardon of all of his sins. And therefore, he has to give special praise to Hashem. Val shem zeh nikra neis. Rav Nosson Zal says, interestingly, this is why the word that's used to refer to a situation where a person's in a tzara and Hashem uses extraordinary powers to take him out of the tzara, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Kriyasa, all these things are called miracles. Nisim, it's called a nes. Why nes? Miloshin haroma. The word nes means also uplifting, to be lifted up. Venis unisius, elevation. Kamoi orim nisi, I will lift up my flag. You know, kalidei hanes nisroime mimadrega lamadrega kanal. Because when a Jew receives a miracle from Hashem, the person is being elevated. He's definitely, that's an elevation. That's going from one level to the next level. I once heard from Rav Rosenbaum Zichron Rucha that the Bnei Socher says that the word nes is the letters nun samach. And it's merames to the pasuk in Ashrei, Soimech Hashem l'chol anoiflim. The nun implies nefila, that the person was in a state of nefila, yurida, and the samach implies that he was taken out of the nun. He was lifted up. Soimech Hashem. Hashem gave him the support that he needed to get himself out of the nefila, out of the yurida. V'alkein, be'erev Shabbos, sheyoytzim imadrega l'madrega, and it's for this reason that on Friday afternoon, when a Jew is leaving the weekdays, the 6 days of the week, and he's entering into a brand new level called Shabbos, Oimrim Mizmor Hoidu Anal, we say this special chapter Hoidu, V'zeh Shemarumas B'divar Abenu, Shalidei B'chinas Dalat Tzrichim Lohoidois, Hi Birur HaMacholim. Rav Nosson Zal says, now you could understand also why in chapter 62, in the first half of Likutei Moharan, Ayin b'maymar v'yaseh v'likim. Rabbeinu Zal says over there in Likut Imran that these Dalad Tzrichem Lehoidos is tied into the concept of Birur HaMa'acholim, refining that which we eat. Ki Shomati Mipiv HaKodosh, Rabbeinu Zal says, because I heard directly from Rabbeinu Zal, Shemashikosav Shomeinyin HaOlas HaDibur, that where Rabbeinu Zal writes in that chapter on Likut Imran, he writes about elevating the Dibur from its fallen state, Bechinas Yishlach Devoroi, Virpo Yishlach Devoroi, that the Dibur will be sent out, it'll be released from the captivity that it's in, from the golus that it's in, Shaideze Nase Birur HaMacholim. That results in a Birur HaMacholim, that assists in the finalizing of the processing of food. Sheshom nichlal kol hadalad shetzrichem lahoidos, in which is included this whole concept of these dalad tzrichem lahoidos, ayin shom heitev. Look over there in chapter 62 in the Likut Imran. We're not going to go into this in detail right now, but over there it's a lengthy chapter where Rabbeinu Zal speaks a lot about tikkun achila, and he talks about tikkun hadibur and the connection between them. Just for a moment, to go back on what we touched before, Rabbeinu Zal, I'll use the word golos hadibur here, that when a person is first starting out in Avodas Hashem, we have this also when Rabbeinu Zal discusses Aseres Yimei Tshuva, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, a person first trying to do tshuva, he says, this is why on Rosh Hashanah we don't say vidui, we don't confess our sins, we don't verbalize, al-chei shechatonu l'fanecha, or shamnu, bogatnu, why? Because Rabbeinu Zal says when a person is first starting to take his first step or steps in tshuva, the guy can't talk. He doesn't know what to say at that point. All he could do at that point is cry out. And that's what the shofar is. The blowing of the shofar is the Jew, the Baal tshuva, who's first starting, who doesn't even know what to say at this point. He has nothing to say. He can only cry. And after going through the first 8 days of tshuva, that's when he finally, the first 9 days of tshuva, that's when he finally gets himself to a point where he can start putting into words what he needs to say, his confession, his vidui, the oshamnu, the alchet, etc., etc. So that's obviously what Rav Nosson Zal was referring to over here, that the first step is vayitzako al Hashem. Tzo'oka means koil beloy dibur. At that point, there is no dibur. I don't know what to say. Once he gets himself somewhere, the dibur starts coming out of golos, then he can start putting into words what he needs to say. The first chapter in the second half of Likut Imran. Mavoy Hashem, Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, Shekishoichazin bitfila, azai ein tzrichin lerefuos klal. That if a person is really, really solid in tefillah, that person doesn't need to use medication whatsoever. Ki ha-tefillah hi bechinas dvar Hashem. Because tefillah is a concept of the word of Hashem. Shehu shoyresh, when a person is being mispalel, the words that they're saying, their words of tefillah, come from Hashem. We know, for example, the Shmon Esrei that we have. Who gave us the Shmoneh Esrei? The Anshei Knesset HaGdoila were the ones who wrote it up. Where did they get it from? They got it from Hashem. It's brought Shechina Medaberes Mitoich Groinam. The Shechina spoke through their throats. What they decided came from Hashem. You know. And so too when a person has Hispoidus, and he starts out his Hispoidus by saying, Tashem Hashem, I don't know what to say to you. Please give me the right words to express myself to you. Then again, his words of Hespeidus are the Dvar Hashem, a Bechin of Dvar Hashem. Shehu Shoyresh Kol HaKoichos Shel Kol HaAsabim VaTzmochim. The Dvar Hashem is the source of energy from which all vegetation draws its power from. Most of our medicines comes from herbs and leaves and things, the plant kingdom. The plant kingdom draws its energy from the Dvar Hashem. Because we know the Gemara says that there isn't a blade of grass on this earth that grows without an angel and a star striking it and ordering it to grow. So the angels control the grass. Who controls the angels? The Dvar Hashem. It's a pasuk. B'dvar Hashem shomayim nasu u'beruach piv kol tzavah. The ruach piv of Hashem, the Dvar Hashem, is what controls the tzavah of heaven, the malachim, the koichovim. V'shom b'hashoresh hakoil echod. And when you go up to the origin of everything, There, it's all one. Ki shinui hakoichoi surak lamata. The fact that there's diversification, that's only down here. The fact that down here on Earth, there are certain grasses that have a certain smell, and certain grasses that smell completely different. There are certain herbs that have a power to harden. There are certain herbs that have the power to soften. That concept, those shinuim, only take place down below, down here. If you trace this stuff to its roots, to its origin, where it draws its origin from the angels, which draw their origin from the Dvar Hashem, which draw from Hashem, up in its place of origin, it's all one. V'al kein kishoich is in bitfila, and therefore when a Jew is zoichet to be connected properly to tefillah, ein tzorech klal berefuos. Such a person doesn't need medicines whatsoever. Ki ein chiluk klal bein refuos ubein lechem umayim. Because for this person who's tapping in to the source, up there, there's no difference between dexyl droxide and rye bread or water. But those things in their place of origin, up by Hashem, they're all part of Hashem Echod Ushma Echod. They're all part of the oneness of Hashem. V'yecholin lehisrapo yisla'idei lechem umayim kimoya'idei refuos. And a person who's connected properly to tefillah, he can draw the same healing power from his breakfast, his rye bread and scrambled eggs, as somebody else does by traveling across the world to buy this medication, which costs $3,000 an ounce. And it's gone through a process of 12 herbs being mixed together exactly this and this way to make this medication. He's drawing the same koyach harefuah from his bread and water as the other person's drawing from that medication. Kishom bebechinas tefila shidvar Hashem shu sheresh hakoil shom nichlolen v'nishroshim kol hakoyachos yachad. Because by tefillah, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is plugged into Hashem, up there, it's all one. It's all part of a oneness. Umi shehu bebechinas zu, and a person who zochet to tefillah b'shleimus, dahayinu bechinas Dvar Hashem, bechinas tefillah, sheyishoresh hakol, yochoy lahamshich koychoy sarafuah, v'toich lechem umayim, v'yisrapei al yidei lechem umayim. That person can draw the healing powers into his bread and water, and mamish be cured completely from something which other people require all kinds of fancy medications for. Bebechinas v'zeh, and this is Rabbeinu Zal says over there. This is the pasuk where it says, "Va'avadetem es Hashem aleikechem." You will serve Hashem, and we know avoida refers to tefila. Uberach es lachmecho v'smemecho, and Hashem will bless your bread and water. And I'll remove all illnesses from you. The word machlo is the same letters as halechem. The lechem has the power to be the antidote, the medication for all the machlois. Shaydei tfilo, dvar Hashem, yevorech es lechem umayim, val yodam vasiroisi machlo. Hashem will remove all the machlois. Ki yisrape al yodam, the person will be able to be healed through bread and water. Because Hashem has the ability to give those same healing powers into the bread and water. Because when a Jew is zoche to daven for something the right way, one of the ingredients in tefillah is the grasses and the herbs and the leaves. It's amazing that we're learning this line right now. We're learning on Sunday morning this year. Yesterday, Shabbos, I happened to open a Likutei Moran. I was preparing to learn with my son, and I wasn't sure where I was going to learn. I opened the Likutei Moran, and I happened to open up to chapter 10 in Likutei Moran Tanina. Chapter 10, and then I looked at chapter 9 right near there. Right over there, Torah Tes and Yud in Likutei Moran in Tanina, right over there, is where Rabbeinu Zal mentions the concept of tefillah, davening in the fields. That when a person davens in the fields, the grasses and leaves and everything, they include themselves in the person's tefillah. And Rabbeinu Zal says right there that even if you're not in the field, wherever you are, these things join in the tefillah. The grasses, the vegetation, the tzomeach, joins him in the tefillah. It's just that if you're physically in the field, in a forest, it's easier, like they do it even more so. But wherever you are, their part of their serving of Hashem involves their joining in a tefillah. That's why the word yivul, which in Hebrew means produce, referring to vegetation, is the letters Vayetze Yitzchok Losuach Basode, referring to tefillah, the concept of tefillah. So here, Rav Nosson Zal is quoting the Kutim Ran, the other chapter, where Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew who is zeichet to tefillah, when a person davens the right way, automatically all of those grasses, the whole vegetation kingdom, the whole plant kingdom, joins into his tefillah. When we say join in, they give their energy into his tefillah. They're drawing themselves back to their origin, to their roots. So their koichos, their healing powers, get integrated into his tefillah, which is Dvar Hashem, which is reaching up to Hashem. V'azai choizrin v'nimshochin koichos harufua l'toich maichol amashkosh u'eichol v'shoyseh v'afilu b'lechem amayim. And then the person could be zeicha that as this energy travels up the ladder from this plant kingdom, going into his tefillah, going up to Dvar Hashem, it goes back up to Hashem. Now when Hashem sends it back down again, Hashem doesn't have to send it back down just into the plants and trees. Hashem has the choice to send it back into that person's rye bread and water. It is bread and water, whatever he's going to be eating for breakfast that day or for lunch or whatever it is. Hashem can send that healing power into anything he wants. V'zeh b'chinas hisnoitetzus Moshiach. And Rabbeinu Zal says over there in that chapter in the Likutei Moharan that this is all tied into the light of Moshiach. Ki kol dovor nishtane b'mare tam v'reach. Because within the creation, within the physical world, Hashem has made differences. Hashem has made things unique. The uniqueness is in how things look, how things taste, and how things smell. That's one of the ways that we differentiate between different items in the creation. V'ikar yenikas haneshomo mehareach. We know that the soul, its connection is to reach, more so than to mare and tam. B'bechinas, as the pasuk says, koil haneshomo tahalil ko. There's a pasuk that says the soul gives praise to Hashem. And the Gemara says, when does the soul give praise to Hashem? Eizehu dovor shehaneshomo nehne men avlo yaguf. Which item is there that the soul gets pleasure from and not the body? The Gemara says, havioimer zeh reach. That's smell, the sense of smell. U'moshiach u'bechinas choytem. And we know that Moshiach is associated with the nose, the nostrils. Bechinas ruach apeinu Moshiach Hashem. He is called the breath of our nostrils. Umekabel kol ha'tfilos. Moshiach is the one who receives all the tfilos of all of Klal Yisrael. Shein bechinas reach choytem, which are associated with the smell, the power of smell. V'hine ha'brocho shemavorchan al kol dovor hu bechinas dvar Hashem. Rav Nosson Zal says, now, the fact that our rabbis taught us that before a person eats or drinks anything, they're supposed to make a bracha, the bracha is a tefillah. It's a form of Dvar Hashem. Val yodo nesalev and esroimim hadovor sheichel v'sheisel lemale l'sharoshoi kenoida. And when you make a bracha on an apple, for instance, you say, Baruch atu Hashem Elokeinu melech olam borei pri ha'etz. You're plugging that apple into Hashem. You're elevating that apple up, you're connecting, you're tying the knots, the wires, literally up to Hashem between that apple. Even though it was connected beforehand to a degree, by your saying a brach on it, you multiply the connection, you make that connection 1,000 times better. Shezeh ikra habracha. This is one of the most important reasons for making a bracha. Lehagbia ulahaloi samaychel sheichel eshroshi elyon. To elevate the food item that you're eating to connect it to its source. Ki habrocho shi dvar Hashem hi sharoshe kanal. Because the bracha, which is a form of dvar Hashem, that is the source. That is the source from which the highest levels of creation draw their energy. And they pass it down to the next level, down to the next level, down to the next level, till it gets to the tree, till it gets to the branch, till it gets to the apple. And by you making a bracha on that apple, you're taking that apple and pulling it out of the system and connecting it way, way, way up. You're bypassing the angels and bypassing the sun. You're plugging it into Dvar Hashem directly. Nimsa,
kishonu mevorchen al mashonu echol v'shoisin, einonu tzrichen roig l'refuiz. So therefore, when a Jew makes a bracha properly on anything he eats, that person don't need no medicine. That person doesn't have to come on to any medicine. Ki habracha hi bechinas tefillah. Because the bracha itself is a concept of tefillah. Ki hatefillah hi gam kein brachos v'hoidos l'shmoy ha'gadol yisborach. Because a major ingredient of tefillah is brachos. We say it in Yishtamach. Brachos v'hoidos l'shimcho ha'gadol v'hakodosh u'meyoylam v'yadoylam atag. A major section of tefillah is the birchos hatefillah. Hainu bechinas dvar Hashem shu ha'shoy resholim kanal. And when you activate that Dvar Hashem by making a bracha, azai hadovor choizer l'sharoshoy hu'elyon, then that apple is suddenly plugging into the highest source possible. Sheshom klulin kol hakoiches kulam. Where over there, that's not just where apples plug in, that's where apples and maxicillin and schmaxidillin, all of that stuff is all over there, it's all one. You're plugging that apple into the source of where all of that stuff originates from. V'alkein einonu tzrichen oid l'refuos. And therefore, at that point, the person is not limited. He doesn't have to come on to that symptom of the medication. He has the ability to draw into the apple that he's eating all the healing powers and all the curing powers through that Dvar Hashem, through that bracha that he made. And this is another interpretation. Watch, Rav Nosson Zal is going to putting a spin on it now. He's throwing a curveball. He says, watch how I'm going to teach this bracha, Ubeirach eslach mecho v'smimecho. Vezeo bechinas, Ubeirach eslach mecho v'smimecho, v'asiroi simachlo mikirbecho. Ubeirach mamish. The word beirach means literally, a bracha. You will make a bracha on bread and water. You'll make a bracha the right way, like a breslev of a chassid. You'll say it slowly, every word carefully, and think about what you're saying. And when you say Hashem's name, there'll be a wow in your mind. Imagine how lucky I am, what a privileged character I am, a Jew. I'm allowed to say Yud Kei Vav, I'm allowed to say Hashem's name. Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Uberach Mamish. Hanu Bechinas Habracha Shal Yodo Nizborei Chamaycho Kanoida. Where when a Jew makes a bracha on food, he draws a bracha into the food. He brings blessing into the food. What's the blessing that he brings in? Vazai vasiroi simachlo bikerbecho kanal. One aspect of the bracha that he draws into the food is that it becomes a composite medicine, becomes a skeleton key like that can open all the locks. Suddenly this apple becomes a multivitamin, a multi-medicine. Suddenly this apple can have everything, can go into the whole pharmacy and clear off all the shelves and everything and squish it, and it's all in this little apple. It's all into this apple that I'm eating now. Because there is drawn all the powers of healing into that item that he's eating or drinking. Clear. Go argue. Let somebody say, Ich verstehe anders. Rabbeinu Zal in that chapter on the Qur'an proves it all crystal clear from Psukim. And Rav Nosson Zal just takes it a little bit for all proven conclusively, all grounded. Psukim in the Chumash, Gemaras, Mishnayis. Rabbeinu Zal there quotes a Mishnah. Bakoil Misrapim. That a person has the ability to be healed through everything. Chutz me atzi asherah, this, that, unless he, in other words, if he's poigim, and the three things that are poigim, yeah. Paragraph Gimel, v'zeh b'chinas brocha rishayno brocha achroina. And now, based on this introduction, we'll explain to you the whole concept of why when a person eats and drinks, they make a brocha before and a brocha after. Ki al yidei brocha rishayno nisroimim v'nisala hadovor shoychele shoroshe elohim, b'chinas dvar Hashem kanal. Because when a person makes that bracha before eating the food or before drinking, the purpose of his bracha is he's lighting a match. There's a wick there, and he's lighting a match, and suddenly it has shh, and the thing takes off like a rocket. The apple or the banana cake or whatever the guy is eating at the time, by his bracha rishona, he elevates that food item way. It takes off like a rocket, and it goes past the clouds and past the sky and past the stars, and it goes up and becomes part of Dvar Hashem, because he said Dvar Hashem on it. He made a bracha on it.
This
is the concept behind all the brachos rishonis that we make on everything in this world.
The
essence of the bracha is that we're declaring the fact that Hashem created this item. We're making it clear that we believe that everything comes from Hashem. The fact that I say Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam on an apple, on a pomegranate, on a pineapple, on a chocolate bar, on whipped cream cake, the fact that I mention the same name Hashem for all of these guys shows that I believe that as different as whipped cream cake is from an apple and a strawberry and a whole wheat bread, and they're all part of Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Their source, their place of origin, is the one Hashem, the oneness of Hashem, the Dvar Hashem. Vaydezeh, and that's where they all emanate from. Vaydezeh choyzer hadovor l'sharosh ha'elyon. And by doing that, by declaring that, you actually reconnect the item to its shorosh ha'elyon, to Hashem. Nimtzo kishoich l'na lidei brocha koroi. So therefore, when a person eats, after having made a bracha properly, azai oichel mishulchan gavoya, then that person is eating from Hashem's table. When a person takes an apple and he says Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, he's not eating in his kitchen anymore, his living room. He has lifted up, that apple has lifted up, and he's holding on to the apple, so he went up with it. And suddenly he's in Hashem's living room. Suddenly he's sitting at Hashem's table and eating Hashem's food. He declared this, that this is coming out of Hashem's refrigerator. You understand? He said Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam on this apple. Mebchinas Hashoresh Elyon Shesham Klulin Kol HaKoyches. And up there in Hashem's refrigerator, there are no apples and whipped cream cake. Over there, it's all one. It's all oneness. It's all part of an Achdus HaPoshut up there. Shishom klulin kol hakoyches. Where there, sweet, sour, spicy are all oneness. There's no diversification up there. It's all plugged into one. All the koyches there come from, you know. V'achar kach, anu choyzer no mevorchen brocha achroina. Okay, so that's what the brocha rishon is all about. The brocha rishon is taking the item and sending it upstairs, connecting it to its source, to Hashem, where over there, everything is one. Hashem Echod Ushmo Echod. Now, when he makes a brocha achroina, now he eats the item, he chews it up, it's in his stomach, and he makes a brocha achroina, kidei lachzor ulahamshich al yidei hakoichos she'onu tzrichim l'toyer gufoi. Kidei lachzor ulahamshich al yodo hakoichos she'onu tzrichim l'toyer gufoi. When he makes the brocha achroina on the food, when he makes the Ber Nefoshos, or the Alamichi, or the Birchas Hamozoin, what he's trying to do is now he's pulling back down. The first bracha sent it upstairs. It's, you know, it's Du Sitri here. It's a two-way street here. The first bracha sends the thing way, way up. The second bracha brings back down the exact, precise type of energy that that person needs that day. If the person needs 30 kilowatts, you know, 31.6 kilowatts of energy for that day. And on that day, the person needs some magnesium. In his body, there's a deficiency of magnesium because the past 3 weeks, he hasn't eaten enough lettuce, and lettuce has magnesium, you know. So by his making the bracha the right way on this food, on this chocolate cake, which has no magnesium and doesn't know for magnesium, the bracha rishona sends it way upstairs to the ultimate pharmacy, the pharmacy that has only one item for sale, energy, Dvar Hashem, where everything is one. When he makes the bracha achroina draws down a customized package of the exact precise type of energy that that person needs from Hashem's refrigerator, from Hashem's store up there. Kikoyin, for example, Rav Nosson Zal says, Mi shetzorach lerefuah o kiyotze. Let's say on a particular day, a person needs a cure for a particular sickness that they're experiencing that day. Azai, achar achilosoi, Then after that person eats, she'oz maschilen ha-macholem le-hischalik b'doich ha-guf, where that's the point where the food that he took into his stomach now is starting to get distributed throughout his body, v'litein chius v'koyach le'evrei ha-guf, and to distribute energy and life to all the different organs of the body. Again, it's entering into the bloodstream, and it's entering into this and that, and it's starting to be distributed to all different parts of the body. At that point, when that distribution is starting, we're making a second bracha. Kedei lahamshich al yodo mishoyre sho'elye mebechinas dvar Hashem es hakoichoy shonu tzrichim lohem. Our intent in doing that is to be able to draw at this point the exact type of energy, the precise, customized type of energy that I need today in all different parts of my body. For example, the particular cure that each and every different part of my body needs. I have an ingrown toenail that needs a certain type of refuah. I have an earache that needs a different refuah. I have different ailments that are going on even simultaneously inside of me, which require different medicines. That bracha achrona is drawing from Hashem's kitchen a one multivitamin type of thing that's coming down that gets distributed properly to all the different places it has to. Ki zehu ikar brocha achrona. This is the main concept of the brocha achrona. Shekol nusach brocha yisro achrona yisem kulam hoido al hamshocha samozoin lahach yisro toich haguf. If you'll study the brochas achronas that we have in Yiddishkeit, you'll see that they're all praising Hashem over the ability to draw the energy from the food to give life to us, to give us energy and strength. For example, let's take the bracha Borei Nefoshos, where we say, Borei Nefoshos, Rabbos, V'chesroinam, Al Kol Ma Shebaroso, La'achis Bam Nefesh Kol Choy, etc. Nimtza, She'ikar HaBrocha, Al Chius HaNefoshos. The main thing that the bracha is talking about is giving life to our soul, to our body and soul. Ma She'hamozoin Mechayev, Enoisim Koyach La'guf. It's talking about the fact that the food that I've eaten, I need it to give energy and to give life and strength. V'alkein hakavono kanal lahamshich hakoichoy shel refua v'chius shu'tzoruch al-yidei hamozoin hazeh shoichel. And therefore, the person's intent in making the bracha borei nefoshos is that he's trying to draw whatever healing powers, whatever strength and energy he needs through that food that he just finished eating. And even though we're just about positive that the gvina levana or the strawberry shortcake lahavdul or whatever the person ate, it's very likely that if you look it up on the medical charts, it doesn't match. It doesn't have in it anything that's remotely associated with curing an earache, with curing the particular ailment that the person's suffering from at that time. Because most people, what they eat is not necessarily tied into, you know, medicines, not tied into healing. Rav Nosnal says you should know that if a Jew is going to take the time and effort to make a bracha on food the right way, then he has the ability to draw from foods that he's eating, which on a physical level don't seem to be tied in whatsoever to the type of medicines that are needed to cure the ailments that are going on inside of him at that time, his bracha can help him that this food that he just ate, the eggs and the cheese and the will be able to give him the healing. He'll be able to draw from that food. Via that food, he'll be able to draw the curing powers and the healing powers from Hashem that he needs for the particular ailments that he's going through at the time. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, Uberach es lachmecho v'esmeimecho. Again, you'll make the bracha on your bread and water, and thereby I Hashem will remove all ailments from you. I'll see to it that the bread and water that you ate will be able to be the keli. You won't have to come on to a keli that you buy in a pharmacy, or you buy it on the other end of the world. Your bread and water will be able to be the vehicle through which you receive the healing energy from Hashem. V'ze shoymrim boi nefoshois al kol ma shabarosa la'achius ben nefesh kolchoi. Why do we say those words? Al kol ma shabarosa la'achius ben nefesh kolchoi. Haynu shashem yizborach mechaye im kol ma shabora. Hashem has the ability to give chius to a person through everything, through anything that Hashem created. Hashem can give chius through apple juice and through amoxicillin, you know, through whatever the medicine, you know, or through a regular thing. Yiyah mashayiyah, no matter what it is, nefesh kol choy. Hashem has the ability to give chius and to give a refuah to nefesh kol choy, to any soul. Afal pi she'al pi chochmas ha'refuah, ein oisa adover mesugal odom zeh lefi tivoy. Even though, if you studied medicine properly and well, you would understand that there is no obvious connection whatsoever between this food, this hard-boiled egg that this guy just ate, and curing this special type of symbiotosis that the guy has inside of him, which we know there's only two medicines in the world since the beginning of time that have ever been tested that can cure this thing and nothing else can do it. Still, afal pi kein, Hashem yizborach mechaye nefesh kol choy im kol ma shebora. Hashem retains the right and has the capability to give chius, to give life, to give cure, to give healing to anybody in this world through any type of vehicle, through any type of keli. Ki im kol dover v'dover shebo Hashem yizborach yeh ma sheyeh, hu mechaye bo kol minei nefoshos. Because through every single item that Hashem created, no matter what it is, Hashem gives life to all types of souls. V'chol zeh nasa yidei habracha, yidei dvar Hashem. And all of this is activated through the bracha, through that dvar Hashem. Shal yodo choyzer hadovo l'sharosh ha'elyon. It's that bracha rishona which really took that item and connected it back up to Hashem in a super, super solid way. L'hatol, you have a tape recorder with all the parts and it's got super technology in it. And there's a wire, the mic wire is not plugged in perfectly well enough. You're trying to record, nothing's happening. Suddenly you take that wire and give it a shove, another half a millimeter, it goes in, and all the lights go on, everything's happening, everything's going. You have this apple. This apple on the tree is a regular apple, Mr. Apple, nothing fancy at all. Was created by Hashem, all fine and dandy, but that's it basically. Now somebody pulls this off the tree and makes a bracha on it the right way. He's plugging that wire into Hashem where suddenly that apple lights up. That apple is no longer Mr. Apple. That apple is a nuclear weapon, a nuclear force. That apple suddenly takes on the ability of a skeleton key, where that apple has reconnected to Hashem in such a way that it can draw from Hashem, it can become an apple, it can become spaghetti, it can become moxidilin, it can become anything whatsoever, it can draw energy from Hashem that's needed to cure or heal, it can become vitamin B12, vitamin X, whatever it needs to be to help the person for what they need is that day. The bracha rishena sends it up to Hashem, and then afterwards we draw down from Hashem whatever refu is needed for each and every person, through any item in the world. This works for proteins, carbohydrates, fats, and all the items on the list that the doctors haven't even figured out yet that exist, you know. V'chein birchas hamozoin. We just gave the example of the boyer and a foshois, how it's expressed there. Berachas hamozon is the same thing. Where when a person is benching for a meal that he just ate, the purpose of the berachas hamozon is to draw a blessing into the food that's inside his digestive system right now. To draw energy and life and strength into all the different organs of the body. Kim of war benusach habrocha, as is expressed in the words of Berachas Hamozon. V'zeh shonah omrim, but this is why we say, poiseach es yodecho umazbiya l'chol chai rotzon. We say, Hashem, please open your hands and give us nourishment. Haynu shonu moidim umevakshim sheyazbiya l'chol chai rotzonoi. We're asking Hashem to give nourishment to each and every single person, what that person wants, what that person needs.
Each person should get what they need. Two people need two different things. We know, for instance, that a child who's 4 or 5 years old, all doctors in the world, maybe, although today you can't say all doctors are worth anything, most doctors will agree that that child needs milk, you know, or calcium, you know, a diet that's heavy on calcium. Now you get a 60-year-old person, where they'll say that guy should stay away from dairy products. No milk, no cheeses, avoid all of that junk. It's only for baby, you know, it's for a baby at that age needs some of that stuff. An adult at this age doesn't. Those two people, the 3-year-old and the 60-year-old, are going to sit down to the same plate of vegetables. The child needs certain type of energy. The adult needs different energy. Besides sicknesses, ailments that this one has and that this one has, they need two different types of energy. Through the bracha, a person is going to make the bracha on the food the right way. If they're in a place where there is no milk available for the child and there is no stuff there, they can both draw from this same plate of salad. They can both, each one of them can draw the exact type of energy and nutrition that they need. Al yidei dvar Hashem, shal yodo nimshach kol minei koichoi shetzorech kol echad v'echad, al yidei kol ma'echad v'chol mashka. Through that dvar Hashem, all the different types of energies that each and every single different one needs can be gotten through every single type of food or drink item. Paragraph Dalid, Rav Nosson Zal explains, based on what we learned till now, you could understand why when it comes to reyach, smell, there's no need for a brocha achroina. V'yalkein al ha-reyach ein tzorech brocha achroina. Rak brocha rishoyne levad. You only make a brocha before you smell the item. Ki ha-reyach hu dvar Hashem shahaneshama nena mimenu v'lo yaguf. Because smell is something that's directly connected to dvar Hashem. Because the Gemara says smell is something which goes to the neshama, not to the body. Nimtzo she'ein koichos horeach nimshochem v'neschalchem be'evrei aguf ki einenu mimenu rak hu anuas haneshama. So therefore, the reach is something, the power of reach is something that doesn't get distributed to different parts of the body at all whatsoever. Doesn't have to go there at all whatsoever, because the body is not getting any pleasure from it. It's only the neshama that's benefiting from it. V'haneshama ein bo biatzmo hischalkus hakoichos. And whereas when it comes to the body, there's a whole differentiation where the heart needs a different type of energy than the toes do, or than the brain does, and there has to be a whole computerized, you know, distribution system, a refinement to extract from the food exactly the highest quality nutrients going to the highest level of importance of organs of the body, and a lower level to a lower level. That's when it comes to food and drink. Whereas when it comes to smell, which is going to the neshama, there is no differentiation. There is no variety whatsoever. Ki haneshama biatzmo hi bechinas etzem poshut. Because the neshama is a oneness. It's a unity. It's not, there's no differentiation there. Even though it's written in Sforim that just as the body has 613 parts in it, the neshama also has correspondingly 613 parts. But obviously there's no, you know, there's much, much less differentiation, you know, between the parts of the neshama. The neshama is all, like he calls here, etzem poshut. Bechinas dvar Hashem, she'en bo shum shinui koyachas v'shalom. Whereby there are no differences, there's no, between one part of the neshama and another part of the neshama, in terms of strength and weakness. V'yalkein bevadai ein tzrichen levorech brocha achroin al oreach. And it's for this reason that there is definitely no need to make a brocha achroina when you smell. Ki ikra brocha achroino hi b'shvil kedei lachzor ulahamshich letoich haguf oisoy hakoyach shetzorech kanal. Because we learned earlier that the reason for brocha achroino is to take that energy from Hashem. The brocha rishoina took the item and lifted it up to Hashem, connected it up to Hashem, connected it to the generator, to the source of energy. The purpose of the brocha achroina was to bring down energy from Hashem and bring it down in such a way that it can be distributed, you know,
differently to all the different parts of the body. There can be the hischalkos hakoichos, he called it. But when it comes to smell, there's no need. You're not drawing anything back into the body. Avol hareach ein koichosav nimshochen l'toich haguf shemeshuna b'koichosav. The reach which you're drawing is not coming back into the body, where in the body there's a differentiation between the different strength and weakness of different organs of the body, you know, but rather the reach is a benefit to the soul. It gives pleasure to the neshama. She'ein bo shum shinui koyach kanal, where there is no differentiation over there. V'alkein tekev shemavorchim brocha rishoino al reach. And therefore, as soon as the bracha rishona is made on the item that you're smelling, she'al yodoi oile hadovor v'nisroi mimigash miusoi v'choizel l'sharosh v'elyoim, whereby that bracha elevated the smell, it detached it in a sense from the physical item that it was attached to, and it elevated and plugged it into its heavenly source, into the Shoresh HaElyon, which is Hashem, which is the Dvar Hashem, which is your bracha, Bechinas Dvar Hashem Kanal, V'oz Memeila Hu Mechayes HaNeshama. As soon as you connect the smell that's coming from these leaves, as soon as you connect it to Dvar Hashem, right away it's giving pleasure to the Neshama. Shehi gam kein bechinas dvar Hashem she'ein bo shinui koyches kanal. The neshama is also a concept of dvar Hashem, where there is no shinui koyches. Period. So therefore, there's no need for brocha achroina by smell. The brocha achroina, which when it came to food, was needed because you're taking this food, which is plugged into an achdus haposher up there, up to a unity, and you're drawing it down, and you gotta make a whole splitting and dividing up and separating of the energy of that food, which is coming from Hashem now, to go to all the different parts of the body and perform different functions in all the different places. When it comes to smell, there's no such thing. Smell is something that's going to the neshama, which is as connected to the Dvar Hashem as the food is, once you made the bracha on it, once you made that bracha rishon on it, or as the smell is. V'af bracha rishona hochrechu razal levakesh limud shemavorchan al areich. Rav Nosson Zal says, not only that, not only is it that when you smell something, do you not have to make any bracha achroin after it, but even the fact that you have to make a bracha rishona was a chiddush, was something that the rabbis had to learn out from a special pasuk. K'moy Shom Razal, as the Gemara says, Minayin shemavorchan al reach. How do we know that you make a bracha on reach? Shenemar koil haneshama tehalil kol. Because there's a pasuk that tells us that even something related only to the neshama requires Halel Ka, requires praising Hashem. Ezehu dovor shaneshama nenes menev leyaguv se'areach. That's what the Gemara says there. Why? Ki hoyinu yichoylen loymar shein tzorech klal levorech al areach. Because there could have been a havamina to say that there's no need for a bracha whatsoever on smell. Me'achar shehoreach hu bechinas chiyus haneshama. Since smell is something that gives energy to the neshama, Bechinas tefillah, bechinas dvar Hashem, so that reach is synonymous with tefillah, with dvar Hashem. Just as we learn in chapter 2, in the first half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal begins, Minukva de pardaska moshach rucho dechayel mashicha, that Moshiach draws his strength from the nostrils. What are the nostrils? Tefillah, Rabbeinu Zal says over there. He quotes a pasuk, Utehilosi echtam loch. The tehillah, which is tefillah, is associated with the chotem, with the nose. So we see that the nose is bechinas tefillah. Smell is dvar Hashem. Smell, on a spiritual level, is identical to dvar Hashem. So I might have thought, you don't need any dvar Hashem to process the smell. When it comes to food, when it comes to vegetables or fruit, again, the item is a gashmius item, and it's and even though it has chiyus, it has energy to it, but the energy is attached to a dover gashmi, so I need the dvar Hashem to elevate it and plug it into Hashem. When it comes to smell, smell is a bechina of tefillah, it is a bechina of dvar Hashem, it's a bechina of neshama. Sai might have thought there should be no need for tefillah, for Dvar Hashem, Kimavoyer Shom Heita B'mayim Ranal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the first chapter of the second half of Likutei Moran, that Reach is Chiyus HaNeshama, and therefore Reach is tefillah, Reach is Dvar Hashem. V'im Kain, Lama Lanu Levorech B'Shvil Lahachziroi Lebechinas Dvar Hashem, Me'achar Shehoreach Bi'atzmaihu Bebechinas Dvar Hashem. Why should there be any need to make a bracha rishona to elevate the reach to Dvar Hashem when reach itself is Dvar Hashem? Ki hu chiyus haneshama, because reach is something that gives energy to the neshama, which is bechinas tefillah.